Australia's heatwave is entering its third day with conditions worsening in Victoria today. Emergency chiefs have warned of a potential bushfire disaster with catastrophic fire danger warnings in place. Two major bushfires are already burning, including one in the state's north at Longwood that has already claimed livestock and multiple structures. Joining me now is the acting mayor of Strathbogieshire, Claire Ewart-Kennedy, who's also leading the fire response locally. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning and hello to your listeners.
Thank you. Give us a sense of the current conditions there this morning.
I wish I could say that it's. I'm coming to you with good news. I'm not. Today is going to be very, very dark for our community, I suspect. I hope the conditions are better than what is forecast. We had significant damage to essential infrastructure overnight. We've got gaps in power, telecommunications and drinking water in various areas. We're at crisis level. We don't need lip service. We need emergency funding announced now, today.
Do you think not enough? The response hasn't been swift enough?
No. And we should have learnt more from the Grampians fire, the Black Saturday fires, and I think we have learned a lot of tools on the ground, but unfortunately what we learnt is you actually need to provide assistance and emergency funding as soon as something like this happens. This is catastrophic. It has affected particularly the towns and regions of Longwood and Ruffey. Ruffey has been decimated. The CFA captain up there, George Noy, he's led that brigade beautifully with so many other people. I have got to say, our country would not be what it is without the volunteers like people like that. What they do is not heroic. It's beyond that. I don't know what the word is for it, but it's incredible. And I just want to shout out all personally to those people around there, all the communities that are donating things. I spent yesterday at the Seymour Relief Centre. I'm about to go back there today. There's two relief centres, one in Seymour, one in Mansfield. If you have left it too late to leave, do not try and leave. But if you haven't, leave and head to Seymour if you're on that side, or Mansfield. You can take your pets. There's a ranger there. They'll sort it out. We just want people to be safe. We can rebuild buildings. We cannot rebuild people.
I just want to bring you back to your criticisms of the response. What exactly is it that you feel should have been offered by now, and what do you need?
So this fire's like more. It started off at 2,500 hectares. I'm not even going to try and pretend I know how many hectares it is now. It's impacted various businesses, homes have been lost. When it gets to that stage, and the forecast is for it to get worse, we need to have platforms in place that people who are displaced, livestock that has been injured, are being dealt with. And last night at the community meeting, I could see that is not happening. We're doing what we can at our level, but we need the state and the federal government to talk to each other and sign off on funding this morning. Emergency hardship funding is crucial to these communities getting back to where they need to be and prospering, not just surviving a fire. That's not good enough.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with the acting mayor of Strathbogieshire and North Central Victoria, Claire Ewart-Kennedy. You talked about losses there. Do you know how many structures have been lost?
Too many. Ruffey's been really impacted. There's been some in Longwood. There's some particular roads that have been impacted. I just got sent some stuff by another council this morning about a truck who was going up into the hills on Harry's Creek Road, a road train up, and now that's an evacuation road and that looks like it's been blocked, so we're getting that sorted now. But it is really crucial that people don't go. If they don't need to be there, then don't go and do not take risks, because you're not putting yourself at risk only, you're putting our volunteers, you're putting our emergency services who are doing a magnificent job, you're putting them at risk, and they've left their families to protect other people. So please make good decisions that respect other people's lives and property.
Are you concerned about a loss of life?
Oh, look, I think I've got to be realistic and say, as someone who survived fire myself and went through the Black Saturday summer fires, I've lost family homes. It's Yeah, I mean, I wish I could. I hope not. Of course I hope not. But, you know, we're dealing with a beast. Fire is a beast. Don't try and outrun it. Don't try and predict it. Don't try and manoeuvre it. You won't win the battle. It can turn on you at any point. And I'm sitting at our farm at the moment. I'm looking out across very, very dry paddocks of, you know, where the crop's been harvested, the stubble. You only need someone to drive in there who doesn't know what they're doing, and before you know it, the paddock's up. And so really anyone who's listening, check outside all the time for embers, because they're our enemy, they're our demon, the embers, and they are everywhere at the moment. Stay on your Vic Roads app, listen to your news. ABC News is doing a great job, as well as all the others, but they're the ones you need to be on the Vic Emergency app. You need to be up to date, and if you haven't got access to it, ring your local council and get someone to help you, because we'll help you where we can. There's a relief centres, we'll do whatever we can.
Very tough day ahead, and thank you so much for taking time. We're thinking of you.
Thanks so much for your time.